right now.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Dan Carroll. How are you doing today?
I'm not bad, you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. I imagine you're the proud owner of Dakota Clean. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know about proud, but I'm the owner.
Well, you know what? I noticed that you're going to be transferred to me, so I actually looked up a little bit about your information so I can see, you know, how you're looking online. You look great. I'm imagining you've been around for 4 months, or at least your reviews show that. Is that correct?
For Dakota Clean, yes. So
mm-hmm.
Prime Services, we were around for about 3 years.
Prime Services, yeah, I see that on my screen also. Gotcha. And so what are you looking to promote in a perfect world?
Well, I just, I don't know. I have, it just keeps echoing. That's my phone. Is your phone?
I'm not sure. Let me see.
Just carpet cleaning. I don't know. Just.
You sound good. You sound good on my phone, just so you know. What's your first name, so I can speak with you?
Matt.
Good to meet you, Matt. My name is Dan. I've been doing Google marketing for a long time, so you are more than welcome to pick my brain if you have questions about this stuff. Your other business has been around for 3 years. I'm imagining you've tried Google marketing in the past?
Yes, and I had no problem getting us to number one.
Awesome. What did you show up number one for?
Painting, carpet cleaning, because we offered several services.
Mm-hmm.
But our focus was painting at that time, and I had it with an ex-girlfriend, so we actually don't know. Now I'm just focusing on cleaning.
I completely understand that. And so you're focusing now on cleaning primarily, carpet, and, say, commercial cleaning, janitorial?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw your Facebook. First off, I love the logo. The buffalo is my favorite animal ever since I went to Yellowstone as a kid.
Yeah.
So the buffalo rules. Tell me more about how you got to be number one, though. Did you do search engine optimization, or did you not have any competitors around you, or how did that work? Because usually it's kind of competitive to get on page one, you know, when there's being a local directory kind of.
Yeah, just like out every day I got on, I'd add pictures, I'd add comments, just the little things from learning on YouTube and stuff like what people said.
That's the truth, really. So if you think about it this way, Google being a search engine searches other search engines that it trusts as sites for information. You've heard some, Yahoo, Bing, Yodel, Yelp, Facebook, it goes on. So as Google is matching up in a local radius, the internet, right, a business name with those words, even if you hashtag, that's a form of optimization, search engine optimization. And every time Google notices you more than your competitors, Google tends to trust you more to be relevant, right? So what Google does is it assesses a trust score of relevancy. A trust score of relevancy is a lot like a credit score that's assessed to your business. So the higher the trust score, the higher the rank, right? And you've got guys on page 2, 3, 4, 5 paying somebody to be on page one, whether the outfit's doing something for them or not. You don't know, or you can't tell. They should be, right? So it's really tough on a business owner, and I understand that, where to go. Not many companies who offer what we do are certified by Google or recommended. So I work for a company called Local Splash, which has amazing credentials, great reviews, and real results. We are certified by Google to offer marketing, so we're in the know. Google's always changing, so we're always learning, so we can stay ahead of the game to make sure our clients stay above the competition. What area are you looking to service? The area you're in? Clear Lake?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Watertown, which is about 25 minutes away. That's my main focus today. 6 months from now, I would like to focus on Sioux Falls.
Mm-hmm. How far is Sioux Falls from you?
Hour and 20 minutes.
Okay. Now, Google being a local directory tends to go off of local listings, so as long as you're generally within a 50-mile radius, you're okay. So the Watertown, how far is that from Clear Lake?
20 minutes.
Okay, so you're cool. So we can maximize your Dakota Clean listing, which is that what you'd be promoting, Dakota Clean or Prime Services?
Dakota Clean. I want Prime Services gone. I don't know how to get rid of it.
You want it gone? Okay. Well,
because I think Google is scrambling it, because when I search carpet cleaning Watertown, Prime still comes up. Mm-hmm. And I deactivated that a month ago.
Sure. Yeah, so your Google listing is gone, but the references are still showing organically, as they call it, right? So here's how you can't get rid of it. Unfortunately, it exists on all these other directories from once upon a time, right? However Google's finding Prime Service, if I were to look it up, et cetera, you're going to just probably see as much as it has on you. The only way to get rid of it is to bury it, okay, by search engine optimization. So you would, if anything's affiliated to Dakota Clean, because when you punch in Dakota Clean, you're saying you see Prime Services here and there.
Yep.
You'd have to brand, and well, basically that's the word I use, brand, but optimize Dakota Clean. So Google's basically brainwashed, if I want to make it in layman's terms, is brainwash Google with Dakota Clean so that Dakota Clean is all Google knows. Google scrubs about 230 or so directories of trust, right? And we brand you on a majority of those. So that as we're optimizing your business listing, Google's trusting you to, needs to be relevant answers aside from your Google profile, right? So if you're on a smartphone, you'd see your Google listing with the star ratings, and if you scroll down, there's history of where Google's found your good name. So by branding you, you're burying the past to page 3 or 5 or 10. Nobody looks past page 1 anyway. Not unless they're investigating you, they'll look at page 2. But that's the key, is just branding the correct information and burying the past, so that nobody makes a mistake, and you have one clean image. You know, it's funny. My first job out of high school, carpet cleaning. And I thought I'd start my own company. Yeah. I loved it. My boss told me, don't do it. Don't work too fast. I know you can get it done quick, but they're paying a lot of money, you know. And the truth was that I took a lot of pride in my job. You know, I used that Enzol cleaner, the enzyme spray. That stuff did wonders.
Yeah.
Truck mount twin V engine, right? That's what I was using. I'm assuming you're doing the same, just based off the pictures.
Yep.
And some upholstery, and it was amazing. You know, just for a kid out of high school to take the van home and do big jobs, commercial jobs. I loved it because no one could bug me. But I loved residential because the faces that they would make, they were surprised that the carpet looked new. You know, and so I just couldn't afford getting the equipment. But hats off to you for doing what you're doing, because it's a great business. It's lucrative, and it makes people happy, and they end up returning. You know, they end up keeping you if they like it. I ended up hiring Stanley Steamer about a year ago. I don't know if you guys have them out there. It's a big chain. Horrible, man. I had to get them back twice, you know. They had to come back twice, and I still wasn't happy. And they did things the different way. They put this pre-spray after the job was done. I'm like, or they did it before the first time. So it means a lot. If you get your name out there, I know you'll keep your clients.
Yep.
When it comes to us, we're able to provide you a service without a contract. We are confident of what we do, so we don't have to tie anybody down. We obviously invest a lot more into our clients. We really do, because when I quote you the price, and I will, it's low enough for my kid to pay for it based off of his allowance. He gets straight A's, and I give him a good, you know, allowance. So I don't want you to worry about that. But the value is gold. We're confident enough to where you're going to see the results within the first 30 to 45 days of maximum results. To continue this service, to make your money first, and we make ours in the long run by servicing you and keeping your listing above your competitors, right? We also give you a dashboard where you can see, you'll have that set up in the first week or so, where you can see the keywords that are leading to your business, the actual keywords that people are searching, how many times they clicked on it, how many times they clicked on you, how many times they've called you. Now, that's for you to see that it's transparent, and it's kind of cool, but what's going to end up happening for you is that you're just going to be getting calls, and you're going to be too busy to be checking that thing, you know? And you're going to know it's working because you're getting new clients who are, when you ask them, how did you find me? They're going to say, I typed in carpet cleaning or janitorial service or office cleaning, and Dakota Clean was looking great, right? So we give you up to 15 to 20 search phrases, which is kind of a lot, you know? But we want to make sure that you're showing up in the best ways possible. Obviously, the average person will type in what they feel. So we do the analytics to see what people search the most, and we line up those keywords to match with what you're about, not what you're not about. So I'm not sure if you do commercial cleaning. I'm sure you do. Obviously, you're in janitorial.
Yep.
and residential. But people will type in affordable, cleaning. Are you doing any residential cleaning other than carpet, like say any like home cleaning, or no? Sticking away.
Not right.
No, just
a lot of pressure washing stuff like that.
So pressure washing and carpets, right, for the residential.
Yeah.
And then yep. For the commercial, you're doing the carpet cleaning and I'm sure pressure washing. Any other cleaning service other than carpet and pressure?
Yeah, I do some window washing and stuff like that, but I'd like to get into janitorial. I have a team of people that are really waiting to work. So
people who could take out the trash, clean the desk, dust and all that stuff? Bathrooms?
Yep.
Okay. All right, just picking your brain to see what you're about, because whatever you are about, you would have a dedicated account manager here who's going to, find out what you really need to show up for, because in a perfect world, Matt, what we're going to match up and program your business to show up for is going to keep you busy. So in a perfect world, what do you want people to bug you with to pay you money because you're the answer? And that's going to be, what you just talked about with me. You can always change that too. If you want to focus on one side of things instead of another, or change it up later, life changes down the line. You may just want to be a commercial guy only and not deal with residential. Who knows? But just so you know, you can always change it up in the future because businesses change as they succeed on Google. So it's all based on you. It's custom. I did mention you're going to be on all directories. Do you have a Facebook for Dakota Clean?
I do, yep.
Awesome. Have you ever done any type of advertising on Facebook other than just having a page?
Yep.
You have? Like, what have you done? Like, the marketplace?
No, I've actually run
ads. You've run ads?
Yep.
How did it work? Did it work out?
Yeah, I made my money back. I don't know, probably if I put a couple $100 in, I probably made $3,000 off it. So
no.
I paid for itself.
Sweet, man, sweet. Yeah, the package that I'm going to offer you is going to include Google most importantly, but also Facebook ads, okay, because they do convert. People are on Facebook, believe it or not, and with the AI these days, when they mention cleaning, let's say they're on the home page, and you know how it works. Voila, there's going to be a Dakota Clean ad right there, which is local and pretty, and you're going to see a lot of people reaching out to you there. But no more, once you're on page one for your cleaning services of Google, that's where the buck really stops. The majority of the numbers are with Google. These phones are powered by Google, not by Facebook, so when you think about it, because none of us do, powerful stuff. And again, as long as it's within generally like a 30-mile radius, 30 to 50, you're cool in the local directory. Now, when you want to hit up Sioux Falls, you said, we're going to have to get you we're going to have to figure out a way to send out a postcard so Google can validate that you have even a home address of your friend. Google just wants to make sure you're not a robot putting Dakota Clean across the United States through P.O. boxes, right? So we'll get there. First, we're going to dominate your own backyard. You're going to build your army, right, because it is going to keep you busy. And then the sky's the limit, and we expect to be with you for the rest of your career. That's actually how we treat our clients, and we've got the goods to show you up front. Your website right now is your Facebook, which is super smart. I usually recommend that to people if they don't have a website or can't afford one or don't do business with me. If you have a Facebook, slap it up there, and that's what you did, because people like it. They're going to click website, and they're going to go to your Facebook. I will include a custom website for your company at no charge. It's going to be done for you in less than 2 weeks. We're going to put on the buffalo, right, and we're going to match up your awesome image on Facebook on a professional website, which has multiple pages. It also has payment integration. So if you want to charge people from a website, even on iPad, I'm not sure if you have like PayPal or a merchant service that you're using to accept other than cash. But if you have that, great. We can just integrate it on your website at no additional charge. It's all inclusive. Plus, you'll have all of your reviews rotating on your website, and they are auto-populated. So when you get new ones, you get the fresh ones also that populate on your website, before and after pictures and all that good stuff, okay? But no matter how nice the website is, Matt, if it's on page two, it's like a Ferrari in the garage, right? People have to see it when they type in cleaning service or carpet cleaning or any of the keywords, janitorial service, et cetera, so that you get the traction. Your only responsibility, as you already are ready for it, is just pick up your phone so you look like you're busy, open for business. And then also keep up your reviews like you have. Amazing. 5-star, keep it going. This way people can continue to choose you. Now, do you have access to Google where you are by chance?
I got my phone on me.
Yeah? Do you want to verify our credentials to make sure that we're recommended by Google so that way you're comfortable? I'll quote you a low price. You did? Okay, yeah. I want to quote you a low price. The way we operate to get a client like you on top of page one of Google, we do not service 10 of you, right? We work with one client per industry, per radius of up to 50 miles as a local directory. So we compete for you to be above all your competitors, and we have a spot to fill, so I'm going to give you a low price so the shoe fits and you can wear it. We normally charge, if you Google the question, if you ever get a chance, what is the average cost of SEO? You should know how much the cost is these days for, I wonder how much carpet cleaning is these days. It can be a lot. You know, Google says like $150 an hour if you hired some kind of wizard who can only handle a couple clients. Or if you use a company like ours, it's saying anywhere from, you know, $1,500 to $5,000. Well, not a company like ours, but say an average company, $1,500 to $5,000. Our company competes with companies who charge their clients up to $10,000 a month. We don't believe in charging our clients thousands of bucks. We want you to make your money first. And where we stand in our industry, Matt, we don't have to tie you down, okay? We do ask that you give it 30 to 45 days for maximum results, okay? And we'll give you the dashboard so you can see it work. We're normally charging a very competitive rate of $499 down with a $499 setup to match, right? For you, I'm going to include the custom website, your Facebook ads. You're looking at just $349 down today only. And every month after, $249, 0 cents. So $349 today, and every month after, $249. So it should only take you possibly one client to offset the rate for the whole month. We don't care how much money you make. Obviously, we want you to stay in business as long as you want until you retire, right, or decide not to get calls anymore. So to solidify first page placement, what is the main number you finally want people to call out to when they type in either carpet cleaning or pressure washing or janitorial service and see Dakota Clean? Is it the number that we're speaking on now, 605-521-6531? Okay.
Yep.
And I'll have you as main contact, obviously, Matt, for correspondence here with customer service. What is your last name, please?
It's Coombs. But so right now, I was waiting for that number, and it's a little bit higher than the last person that called me, and they'll put their whole spiel through. But from what I can see, you guys are more reputable than them, and so I do like that. Right now, I just purchased a bunch of stuff, and if you call me back in 2 weeks, there's a good shot I'm going to go with you.
I hear you, because you'll be in a better financial position. I hear that.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
I hear that.
Commercial. I'm about $10,000 being waiting for it. So
a nice chunk.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I can imagine you're kind of like watching it, you're tightening your belt real quick until you get paid, right, so that you're in a better position. But the first thing you did mention, though, was that we're a little higher than the last guys. And if you're going to compare apples to oranges, you can pay $5 or $5,000 a month. At the end of the day, if you don't make page one, it's a waste of time and money, right? Now, I can't stop the world, and I can't ensure that we're not going to have a client by tomorrow in the morning. You know, right now it's actually at the end of our day, so that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure you have my contact information, so if you change your mind, you can leave me a quick voicemail in case something pops up tonight and you go, you know what, let me take advantage of it. But let me tell you, though, because we're competitive, you know, just like Wall Street doesn't stop, I do have about 45 agents that once this call disconnects and if I don't have you solidified for placement, it's just going to be in someone else's system to reach out to the next contractor in your area until someone says, I'll do it. Right?
I get it.
And so being that this would benefit you big time and we're not charging much, quick question. Not that it's going to phase my price, but what were you offered? How much were you offered for this service and by which company? Do you know?
It was all last week and I had it wrote down.
No big deal. Just off, off the top of your mind. What
I
do you
don't
think?
Remember the name, but
that doesn't
I
matter.
Read the reviews and it wasn't that great, but I think it was like $110, and they offered the website and all that stuff. So.
100 and what? Say that again.
$179. It was somewhere in.
I can't. I can't walk out of like a supermarket buying my own groceries for $179. And that's done every week. That's done every week. Right. So again, because most listen, I mean, because we're dealing with small to mid-sized businesses and we're an American company that believes in American, you know, business owners, we're here to help. You know, we don't charge what our competitors do, and our competitors are the ones who charge big time. We compete with them with technology. We're certified by Google. We could obviously charge a lot, you know, or the average just based on those credentials, but we're here to help folks. Yeah. And really, we have no problem in dropping our price, okay? I quoted you $349. This is how I feel, and I want you to just take me seriously. If I can't sign you up on page one of Google, you're better off playing lottery tickets, right? Because you have better chances of winning lottery than you do finding a company like ours to get you up there. If you think about it, there's only three business listings that populate that are star rated. So we are a needle in a haystack that reached out to you, and I understand you're waiting on your big check. But if I can drop the price down today just to get you aboard at $249, and you'll get XYZ, everything I promised in writing, custom website, optimized first page, Facebook ads, you're certainly going to make a return on investment. Even the ads you were doing, you were making $3,000 a month on Facebook, and not counting Google. If I can get you aboard at just $249 so that you have a sure shot of success in your lifetime, in your area, on Google for your name to show up, will you give it a shot?
It's very tempting.
The hardest part is saying yes.
I know. But what's your guarantee? Do you have a guarantee?
We are confident that you're going to be on the first page of Google. You will show up on the first page of Google. It's unethical for any Google-certified partner to guarantee you first-page placement.
No,
that's what separates us from, you know, the big mouths who will charge you nothing, waste your time and money. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be that hard to get me there because there's only four or five other competitors. I'm not showing up at all.
Well, I'll tell you who's showing up right now. Give me a key phrase. What do you want? Carpet cleaning, janitorial, pressure washing. Which one makes you good money?
Carpet.
Just carpet?
It's American Carpenter. It's Mitch's. Norris.
Okay.
You know,
let me see. I want to see what you see, okay? So I'm going to tell you. Now, I'm not a tech guy, but I've been involved in this industry for a long time enough to where I can see what your competitors are doing. First off, you have three sponsored ads at the top page of Google. If your industry was not competitive, my brother, people would not be spending top dollar on pay-per-click, okay?
Sure.
So these ads up here are for a reason because they cannot be optimized, all right? They're just going to pay-per-click, and they're going to miss 80% of the people who search because Google's even reported 80% of us go right. The foot traffic hits the business results that are star-rated with reviews. American, like you said, carpet care, number one with 15 reviews. Man, if you were up on this page, you'd be the only five-star company, and I think you have, 15 reviews also, right? The second person... 14. I would choose you even if you were the third guy because none of these guys are five-star. You've got Mitch's Carpet Cleaning Service, 4.5, 8 reviews. American, by the way, has 4.9, right, stars? William's Carpet, who's the third guy, 4.8. And when I click on more businesses, which is literally Death Valley, okay?
Yep.
You have commercial cleaning services. You have Norris Carpet Care, Service Master of Watertown, A1 Cleaning and Restoration, Right Way Janitorial.
Is Prime up?
Say again?
Do you see Prime on there? Because that's my old business.
The old Prime Services? No. Prime Services isn't populating for carpet cleaning. Would they be populating for something else, maybe, like janitorial?
Well, no. I search every so often. It still pops up.
Mm-hmm. So every so often, here's the deal. And I hate to bust your bubble, but trust me on this, okay? Google has, it retains memory, right? Your memory, your search history. So it'll generally show you what it thinks you want to see based on your history of searches. So meaning like what you see, you might see yourself, but your consumer down the street a block away, or your friend will Google search who's never done it and show you different results. So Google runs off of three different servers as well. They also have what they call algorithm setting changes, right, which are like earthquakes about 2.7 times a day. I've done the math once. Through the year, it boils down to two. So that means like 2.5, almost three times Google's has these earthquakes that can be small enough to jolt you from first to third or large enough to just drop you. And we are, the way we optimize, knowing how Google's changing, because it's changing like Earth, as Google certified partners, we're educated to make sure that our clients can constantly stay on page one, don't lose placement, and ensure your success, right? And so when you're looking at the fact, would you rather risk never getting on Google? Because if you don't hire us, we will be hired by somebody. And no matter what, now you've got less opportunity to be up there because, mind you, there's only three spots that people are looking at, right? No one's looking on page two. So why not give us a shot? You're going to have a custom website that easily can go for $18 to $2,200 if you're to hire a web guy. We build everything here. It's a custom site. It's a five-page site. It's a beautiful thing to share off, but it'll be even more awesome when people who don't know where to go are referred to your five-star company for carpet cleaning, janitorial service, pressure washing, and that's only 3 out of 15 to 20. What are the odds?
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Would it be cheaper if I skipped the website? Because I did just buy a website the other day, and I've slowly been optimizing that. Is it cheaper?
No, it's not cheaper because the website, I'm giving it to you for free. So,
sure.
Right. You know what would be cheaper? If I skipped your Facebook ads. And I can only do this once.
It's
not by much, but I'm saying I'm able to do this once a week, and I rarely do it, but I don't have any problem. It's only once a week. I can charge someone $199 for the SEO package. You just wouldn't have the Facebook ads. Okay? So, and I'd still include the website for you if you want it as a backup. You already paid for one. Whichever one you like, doesn't matter. But what you need to do is you've got to have your business name showing up for keywords. You're not going to make money no matter how nice a website it is, you know, even if it's made out of gold and diamonds, right? If people don't see it, they're not going to, for your keywords, they're not going to do business with you. So
sure.
That's the power. So I can get you a board at just $199. If that'll make or break the deal. But all you're going to do is ensure that you have a shot at success being found. And trust me, people are using Google in your area. If they weren't, these guys wouldn't be paying for the ads. And those ads, again, Google's reporting, only 20% of people go there. The majority of us, within 5 seconds, also, here's another stat, Matt. Google says the average guy takes 5 seconds to decide who to call. So if 80%, this is from what Google reported, if 80% of us skip those ads, go right to these listings where we're looking at American Carpet, Mitch's, and Williams Carpet. If I saw you up there as a five-star company with no blemish, who do you think the average guy is going to choose? You.
They're going to call me.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. And once they know you, they're done, right? So we set you up with the image. Like I said earlier, all you got to do is answer your phone and turn it into a deal, right? So that
Did you do $199 with the Facebook ad?
No, I'm not allowed. I didn't start high with you. I went low with you, my brother. I came at you at bare bones. Yeah, from the get.
Yep.
You know? And there's no setup fee involved. It's all in print. So you would be getting... Yeah, exactly. I would say pay the... If you do it for a month and you're not satisfied, there's no cancellation fee. But I would highly suggest for $50, do the $249 and get the Facebook ads. Those convert. You might as well. You've already seen what it can do for you. It's like a sure win, you know. You're only spending $50 a month. How many clients do you think it's going to offset, you know, offset that? And how many are you going to get within the first month? So it's definitely going to work out for you if you can swing it, you know. So
my next question is, 6 months from now, if I call you and say, I want to not optimize Sioux Falls, will you do that for the $249?
We will honor the same pricing, right? If you're doing the $249 with the ads for Sioux Falls, again, $249 is the minimum. We will honor the same pricing we're offering you today, but it will be a separate account because it is further than 50 miles. Google's a local directory, so you'd have to set up a new listing, right? But here's the cool part. As we're optimizing both, guess what? It is the same name. It doesn't mean you can optimize one and just set up a Google listing 150 miles away. It's not going to make you on page one. But being that we're optimizing both, it's going to allow your business listing to splatter out. So imagine optimization is kind of like a drop of water in the middle of a sponge that's 50 miles wide. And it starts off in your area, right? And as you peak up in your area, it spills to the next town, the next town, and the next town. So, that, you know, hence the name Local Splash, okay? So if you're optimizing both listings, my God, you're going to cover some territory. And I have seen companies, it depends on the owner, but I've seen companies take it statewide, then go nationwide. Yep. You know, then I've seen it. Yep. I've been in this industry for 14 years, almost 14.
Yep.
So you're getting the best deal, well, best bang for the buck.
Yeah, I think I'll do a month, and we'll go from there. How's that sound?
Sounds good, but I'm gonna tell you the best route is the 249, so you can see the conversions and make your make some quick money through Facebook. Do you want to go that route?
Yep.
Okay, good. Let's give it a shot. And then later, you also have my contact information so that you know how to reach out to me. If you remember the little guy, okay? You might be a big shot, you know, too busy, but I have had customers call me in a couple of years going, hey, man, I remembered you. You know, I had a customer from Wisconsin send me a Christmas card last year. And he said, you know, it's been a couple of years, but my sons went to college because of the money I made through this. So it's pretty cool.
Okay.
All right, let me go ahead and get the right info to get you solidified. Bear with me. All right, Matt, how do I spell your last name? What's your last name, please?
Coombs, C-O-O-M-B-S.
Roger that. And what's your email address?
Coombs, C-O-O-M-B-S, 428. @yahoo.com.
Coom, C-O-O-M, like Michael B, as in boy, S as in Sam. 428 at yahoo.com. Okay? 605-521-6531 is the business number for the public to see, and it is also your cell phone. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what time zone are you in? I know that's a silly question. I'm just on a different page. Are you Central Time? So right now you have 6:30 almost?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And Dakota Clean, that's how you want the name published, as is?
Yep.
Okay. And just for Google's verification purposes, not for the public, what is your physical address, please?
509
9th Ave South. 9th Ave South.
Yep. South.
Okay. The city is Clear Lake.
Clear Lake.
Is the lake pretty clear? Did they name it after the fact that it's clear out there? All right. And you said you paid for a website. Do you have the website address by chance?
Dakota Clean LLC.
Okay. Copy that.
So I might actually cancel that.
You might what?
I might just cancel that if you're going to give me one.
Actually, I will give you one. So let us, I'm going to include it for you. We're going to build it for you. And you will love it. Okay. Have you seen the one they built you already? Were they done with it? Or are they?
I built it myself.
Oh, that's okay. That's good. I admire people who build their own websites these days. Let us build one for you. We're going to integrate quite a bit, you know, with moving pictures, rotating reviews. Let us do it. It's included. Okay.
Sure.
Needs. But you have the domain, right? So you own the domain name. And, Dakota Clean LLC, right? Okay. Your email address came back invalid. So what am I doing wrong? Coombs428 at Yahoo, or is it Gmail?
Yeah. Well, I've got one at both, but it's Coombs428 at Yahoo or Gmail.
No, it's correct. I put a comma com instead of a dot com. My fault. All right.
Yeah.
You're good. Okay. So I got that. I'm going to be reading to you a payment authorization. It's like a verification, so it's recorded, right, for your protection, an extra layer. You're also going to receive everything in writing. And before we get off the phone, we're going to schedule a time for your intake call with client services. This is where you're going to have a dedicated account manager reach out to you at a time that we've decided on, where you have about a half hour, okay? And all they're going to do is just, you know, cross the T's, dot the I's, basically, okay?
The 249, does that price ever go up?
No, not unless you want to advertise harder, okay? And I do suggest once you start making a return on investment and you see that this is working and you've got your crew ready to work harder and farther, that you let us do it, right? We can do Google Ads, right, which you pay per click. We can also do Google Guarantee listings. And if you ever see the Google Guarantee listings, where it says guarantee, you are not paying per click, you are paying per lead. And Google has artificial intelligence that actually listens to those calls to make sure it turned into a lead for you. Certain words, yeah. You know? So, you know, pretty cool way to go, especially if you're showing up three times on Google, right? Imagine you're showing up guaranteed, you're showing up as an ad, imagine you're showing up number one in the Google Maps listings right there that most people choose from. You're the dominator, right? And that's something to look forward to for, I imagine, Sioux Falls for you, most importantly, what you were saying. All right. Sure. I've got like 8 tabs open. I'm an octopus, so thanks for your patience. Now, again, because I don't want to jump around, the company name as published, Dakota Clean, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So. 509 9th Avenue South. Is the billing address for your card that you're going to be using the same as the address you gave me, 509 9th Avenue South?
Yeah.
Okay. Phone number 605-521-6531.
Yep.
Okay. Just a sec, Matt. And Matt, M-A-double-T, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let me just get the discount situated. There we go. Beautiful. Okay, assign. So I'm giving you the platinum bundle, which is going to include the local SEO and Facebook ads. I'm just waiting for my computer to load. All right, good. All right. Let me see. How was the representative you spoke to before me? Were they good to you or pretty coherent on the information?
Yeah. Yeah?
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. All right. Okay. There. All right, Chief, for the 249, would you like me to place a Visa, Master, Amex, or Discover? Whatever works best.
Visa.
All righty. And whenever you're ready, let's just start with a format.
4694-5192-097-6073.
Did you say 6097 and then another 6073?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you chopped up there. So I'll repeat it. 4694-5192-6097-6073, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And the expiration?
0527.
Okay. Seems like it's far away, but it'll creep upon us, right? 2027. CVV, 3 on the back.
638.
Thank you, sir. Now, you're going to have a security question, right? That's going to be set up for you so that you know it's us when we call you, okay? So which question would you like? So I'm going to ask you for the answer, okay? Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name, whichever you feel comfortable with.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. What is your mother's maiden name, please?
Peck, P-E-C-K.
P-E-C-K. Very cool. No relation to Gregory Peck, right? I have to ask.
I don't think so.
Okay. Here we go. All right. All right, let me read this this verification script for you. So before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification recording, Matt. This reason is because because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you and is an added form of protection for you that will be sent to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor and stop me so we can review and clarify. Just say, hey, Dan, what does that mean, right? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction, okay? So,
okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dakota Clean.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Matt Cool, owner.
Thank you. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Great. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So we already took care of that. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. So calls will come from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. If you have a pen handy, I'd like you to take it, you know, and I'll repeat it when you're ready. Yes, sir. Toll-free, 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. My extension, Matt, my name is Dan. My last name is Carol, two R's, two L's, Carol. My extension is 2411. If you ever want to give me a holler, I'm here from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard. So that for you, that's 9 to 6, okay? 9 to 6 p.m. Okay. Monday through Friday. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Great. That's just basically letting us know if you're hiring any other marketing outfits out there, let us know so we can advise you if it's going to hurt you, right, and what we're doing here, because we're the pros, right?
Yep.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 22nd, 2023, and the non-refundable amount of only $249.00. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd in the amount of $249.00. This will be a reoccurring payment.
I'll stop you there. Can I switch my payment method as far as my card next month?
Of course you can, and thanks for bringing that up. As long as it's 3 days prior to the billing date, which is the 22nd.
Perfect.
So you'd want to make sure you do it by the 18th, I'd imagine, right?
Perfect.
To be safe?
Perfect.
Okay, yeah. Write that down if you want, 18. And you can always switch out your billing. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Look, we're ahead of the game. I had to read it for compliance, but there it is. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Bear with me now, Matt, okay?
Yep.
I'm going to place you on a super brief hold. I'm just going to get a quick authorization for our discounted price, okay? I just need the thumbs up from my supervisor. It should only take 20 seconds, okay? Be right back.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Hey Siri, set a timer for 2 minutes.
Cool. Thanks for your patience. Here we go.
Yep.
Matt, when getting the discount, it cleaned out your card number, so I'd have to ask you for that again, please, if you don't mind.
Four, six, nine, four.
Okay.
5192. 6097. 6073.
That was 5192, right?
Yep.
Okay. And the expiration again? 527?
527.
That's right. And the CVV, which are the three?
638.
Okay. Thanks again. While I'm doing this, think of when you're available for the – let me look at the calendar real quick. We can see if we're available.
I'd like to do it as soon as possible.
You would. Okay, so today is the 22nd, closed so far. I see tomorrow I've got an opening, 7 a.m., which is 9 a.m. your time, or 8 a.m., which is 10 p.m. your time. I'm 10 a.m. tomorrow. So what do you think is better for you, 9 or 10?
Let's do the 10 a.m. one.
All right, so keep that in mind, okay? I'm going to go back to this. I just need to process your payment. Once I process your payment, we'll lock in the calendar date. You're also going to get a Gmail reminder where you're going to accept it. So check your Gmail and accept the invitation. That way your account manager knows that you're prepared, right, to meet with them. So everyone's on the, because they're going to get the same email.
Still there?
Yeah, I am, Matt. Thanks for your patience. We're just about wrapped. There it is. Okay, great. I had two invoices up here. I want to make sure that you don't have two invoices, so we're cool. All right. Yes. Clicky, clicky. I hit it twice by mistake. All right, so we're green. We're good. And thanks for your assistance, supervisor. I'm just getting off the phone with my supervisor, Matt. I'll talk to you in a second, sir. All right. Thank you, Matt, for being so cool. Guess what? I want you to know that I'm actually new with the company, but not with the industry. And I'm very proud to work with the company. This system is so complex that I want to make sure I did it just right for you. So that's why the delay, okay? I don't want you to think that the rest of this is going to go that route. When you talk with the account managers in the future and they're very efficient and on the ball, it's because they know exactly what they're doing with the system, okay? But been a privilege, and it also is worth your while, okay? Because I gave you, like, the best price for the best package we offer. Didn't charge you a penny more than I could charge my own blood for what you're getting. I sincerely mean that under God. Sure. And I'm glad to do it. So next step is let's take a look at this calendar. I need to just grab your email address. So I want to copy it. And we're almost wrapped up. Okay. Coombs428@yahoo.com. All right.
Yep.
We're picking tomorrow. You said the earlier one. Did you say 8 o'clock or 9? The 10 a.m. one. Okay. Bear with me.
That's 10 a.m. my time.
Correct. Your time, 8 a.m. ours.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. phone number. Boom. Looks good. All right. Add Google Meet Conference guests. Email. You should have also received an email from me.
Okay.
Not sure if you see it.
Well, I see the, I got a text message.
Okay, what does it say?
It's breaking down everything that it has.
Right? It's showing you the breakdown? Okay.
Yep.
And to acknowledge it, does it tell you to acknowledge at the bottom by clicking to sign?
I haven't made that far, but here it is. Yep.
Okay. Do me a favor and just acknowledge it by signing it, that you've received it and are aware. Okay. And also, yeah, they're going to give that to you through the intake, the client intake tomorrow. They'll be giving you your username. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so don't worry about that.
Okay.
Perfect. Send. Let me know when you've completed that so I can check on my end.
It should be complete, but it all went away. I'm kind of reading it, but I can't read it anymore. But it should be.
It should be complete. Okay. And you should also have like an email of it too. Also my invitation.
Okay.
For the Gmail if you want to check real quick.
Is it under
G? It'll show up as a like a Gmail invite.
Yeah.
For 10 a.m.
What the heck, Dad? Google profile verified, may require additional welcome. If you have questions, I don't see that. Maybe it's through email.
Yeah, it,
there it is.
You got it. Cool. Do me a favor and just accept the invite and let me know when you, it looks like you've accepted it on your end.
I think that's it.
Cool. Real quick question. Are you licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Beautiful. Google's making it tougher to be in the Google Club. Had you not been licensed and insured, I would direct you to do so in at least the next couple months if you want to succeed and have this work out for you, okay, for the long run. Being that you are, good for you. Easy peasy, lemon breezy. So listen,
yep.
If you need me, Matt, you know how to reach me, right? You got my extension, my name, and then, again, you know what time tomorrow. You should get a reminder from Google,
yep,
as well, but just keep, you know, be available, get that out of the way, and just be in the loop with us at least the first month. We're not tying you in any contract, but again, we want you to at least give this a shot for 30 to 45 days. It's not so much for us to make that second payment. It's for you to make your payments, okay, because we get maximum results. You're not going to see a company state maximum results in writing within 30 to 45 days unless you're dealing with a Google-certified partner. So thank you for your trust and your business, and I wish you the best of success. Have a great year, okay, and a good night.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Bye-bye.